We Energies, formerly known as Wisconsin Electric, is asking the state to approve major expansions of power plants in Port Washington and Oak Creek. As part of its Power of the Future plan, the company's been promising to boost energy efficiency projects. We Energies will team with consumer groups, builders associations, and some smaller utilities to review energy efficiency aspects of Wisconsin's building codes for new construction. We Energies Vice President Larry Salustro won't venture a guess on how much energy could be saved, and he's not offering to scale back the size of Power of the Future.
What we're looking at also is a very long-term project here, and I don't think that over the immediate future or even the near-term future, there's going to be an effect here which would make it unnecessary to go forward with our project.
However, Salustro says it's theoretically possible that We Energies might be able to retire an existing power plant sooner than expected, though he won't name any sites. He says the new coalition, called the Energy Building Code Cooperative, plans to make recommendations to state agencies that oversee the codes for new buildings, even though some of the codes were changed in just the last few years. Groups like the Citizens Utility Board and the Customers First Coalition have battled We Energies on some parts of Power of the Future. But both groups back the energy efficiency study. Customers First spokesperson Lee Cullen says there wasn't always such a favorable view toward a utility's efficiency plans.
You know, I think from time to time people who work in this area have been criticized because too much money has been spent on what I would call marketing type energy efficiency and conservation programs.
We Energies is promising to spend at least $300,000 next year and $20 million over a decade on energy efficiency activities. That's dependent on the PSC approving parts of Power of the Future over the next few months. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.